Then we move on, if we can, to matters arising, several matters arising by way of report. First of all, paragraph 2.5 of the previous minutes. This is this issue of possible improvements at the Western Fire Services Street. We have a note tabled from... we have a PowerPoint presentation, which is even better, from Alan Tam. Just a brief as... of TD, a brief on what might be possible or what might not be possible. So, Alan, if you would, could you just take us through? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding this proposed improvement in at the Western Fire Services Street, basically there are two parts. The first part is the removal of the amenity railing, and then the second is the widening of the footpath. At the moment, there are so-called amenity railings on the southern side of the roof. It's not too sightly. Therefore, we are now trying to remove it. The approximate program for it is after getting the agreement from this committee, then we'll go for the public consultation. It needs about 2 months' time. And then after getting all the consultation results without any disagreement on that, then I suppose there won't be disagreement on that. Then we'll issue the works request to highways, and the approximate time is 8 months. And then about the second part of the work, the widening of the footpath. In fact, at the moment, the footpath, the Lofton footpath fronting the sea, is only 2.5 meters. We are now going to widen it by 1.2 meter so that people can have a nice walk along the harbor. But we have to maintain the width of the road because there are buses running along the road, and this width path is a long vehicles, and we need the width of the road as the existing one to facilitate the maneuvering of the buses. And also it is the route for the U-turn for long vehicle of the long vehicles. Therefore, we have to while widening the Lawson footpath, we have to narrow down the other side of the footpath, that is the southern footpath. And the future proposal is like as shown here in this drawing. The rough construction program will split it in two stages. First one, we have to consult the parties, concerned parties. The Western Harbour Tunnel Company, because there's a emergency vehicle exit at the western side of the road, they have to route through this Western Fire Services Street. It's the one of the stakeholders. And DSD is there's a screening plant at the southern side of the road. Therefore, it is also one of the stakeholders. And LCSD is another one. After consulting these parties, we'll go for the public consultation. And then we have to trial excavation to locate any underground utilities that that hinder the proposed work. Then, all these work, stage one work, the estimate is about 24 months. After all this work, then we will carry out the actual the widening work, and this about another 10 months. And that's all I have to say about it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not sure my task force members have any questions, but Alan, one question for me. This seems to be a fairly straightforward piece of work, which I don't think anyone's going to argue about. Do we really have to go into public consultation mode? I can understand having to consult the affected parties, but how long is the public consultation going to take?
Usually we need 2 months, 2 months' time.
Only 2 months in terms of the program?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Sorry, members, please. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I support this proposal, but my only concern is it takes too long to complete. such a simple job, look from us, look at it, even from... So the consultation could be public consultation go together with the consultation with Western Harbour Tunnel and DSD and LCSD. That can be done together.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, the... I think still long to look at it. The utility diversion could be also moved a bit faster. So there's no detail about the construction work required by each discipline, but I think there's room for improvement. I hope that the work now needed 3 years, too much to me, mm-hmm. I think, Chairman.
That's exactly where I was coming from, indirectly. Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's unacceptable. It's quite long because it takes around 3 years.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I also found there is a level difference between the road and the pavement. How to solve the problem? And the other point is any beautification work will taken after widening the passage, the walkway.
Mm.
Beautification work. Any beautification work will be taken. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Two questions. Paul?
Chairman, I fully support this program, and I'm sure that the TD has taken the absolute most conservative approach to timing here. And I think they can do it within probably about 2 or 3 months if there's no, once they've done the trial excavation works and they've identified there are no services on the ground to do this job. To shorten the job even further, I've one suggestion. The level difference could be used. So leave the concrete level difference at the footpath that we have and make that a big bench that people can sit on. So leave the level difference so people can sit on it, just set back the barrier and put some amenity shelter cover over it or something like that to make it, and that's an interesting feature. You use the, and it saves a lot of money and it saves a lot of time. Where the amenity railings are being removed from the south side to afford illegal parking, especially as we make the harbour front a nice area, people will want to park there illegally. You're going to have some deterrence required, so we've got to pick a nice bollard system to replace the amenity railings. So with the maybe the next meeting, TD can come back with those two details identified. I think that the time can be shortened and we have a good solution quickly.
Okay. Suggestions from Mr. Zimmerman? Anything else people want to raise? Alan, do you want just to respond? Oh, sorry, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While I support the work and I concur with members' view that it takes too long, I will make one further suggestion that perhaps TD can actually go back, think over the preparation or the consultation period, and then come up with a best estimate on the time required after taking away the public consultation. And I personally, while I don't want to impose on any government departments on a schedule, but taking into account of circulation to other government departments in building plan submission and town planning submission, I just cannot see how it takes 2 years. 1 year is actually quite long to me.
Okay. Alan, reaction particularly on the program, but also suggestions on design.
Yeah.
Like to comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding the program, I've not mentioned one point which is very important affecting the program. That is, the the footpath, the southern footpath, in front of the screening plant, the DSD screening plant. Part of it is in fact under STT arrangement. It's DSD's work. They have to carry out some drainage connection work, something like that, in these 3 years.
Oh.
Therefore, we can't do anything before they have completed their work. Therefore, the program is, I presented this earlier, has allowed these kind of hindrance.
Okay, well, I think that's an important point, and we've got
I haven't mentioned these to members. But anyway, just as Paul said, Paul knows PD's operation quite well.
Learned my lessons.
In fact, it's a conservative program. Of course, we can fine-tune it later on. But at the moment, we can't propose a too aggressive one, because there may be too many other constraints. Therefore, I heard the members' views that we'll go back and have fine-tuning of the details, of the program, when we got more details.
Okay. Yes. And suggestions on design that were made?
The design may be, we'll consider it, but it's too early to say anything.
What I suggest is let's keep this as a matter arising. It'll put it in the minutes, obviously, for today, and then it'll come up next time as a matter arising again, and maybe you can update members on progress.
But the thing is, the situation may not change too much after 2 months or in several months' time. But I think you're right, then we can put it in a...
it's going to have to change, because you're going out to consult related parties.
In 2 months' time, then after... In fact, can we put it like that? After we got the results of the public consultation, we report back to them.
Well, I think we're just saying if you're going to consult the public, you need more than we see here.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be wanting to see a design solution, I would suggest.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think we've got to work this up for both public consultation and for the task force.
Okay, but in the public consultation, we that's the salient part of the proposal. That is the widening of the path.
But if you just say I'm going to remove some railings, I want to widen the pavement, they're going to say yes. So that's why I was asking, do you really need to consult? But if you're going to consult with a detailed proposal, then that's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't think we should be deliberating today. I think take away the comments, take away my comments.
Okay.
I think we need you back with a detailed proposal at some stage.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Please, Paul.
Chairman, knowing how it's working inside government, I think the best thing to speed up this project is that this committee writes to the DSD and ask them to see whether they can set back the STT area for the width of this change in the road reserve. If they can, it might be, because I don't know where the utilities lie, but they may be able to accommodate and then we can speed up the project. I know that they are also very conservative.
Okay.
They will take this to SAT as it is rather than look at the actual works requires.
Okay, let's build that into the action list then. Okay, thank you. All right, can we move on and leave that one with Alan to come back? Thank you. Paragraph 317 of the previous minutes. This is the checklist that... with the help of Peter Cookson Smith, we've drawn up for advertisement and signboard applications at the harbour front. There's a draft tabled. This draft has been vetted three or four times now by members, and this is regarded as the final version, subject to the Commission's approval. Peter, I don't know if you want to say anything, but I think this is the finished product, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Can I have members' agreement that we take this to the Commission at the next meeting, just for endorsement? Thank you. Paragraph 5.4 of the previous minutes, central pier number 3. again, we have a note which is tabled, which, just to alert you, has pictures on the back as well as the note on the front. The pictures on the back are probably the most important. And I think, Alan, you're going to just brief us on this as well, aren't you? Thank you. Central Pier, number 3, if you can, Alan. Yeah. Just talk us through the note and particularly explain the challenges involved.
In fact, according to the comments from Mike on it, the space within the restricted area is too limited, and the width is only about 2 meters. Because of this, my colleagues considered that the proposal of laying an elevated floor panel to cover the gondola rails is not support. We cannot support that.
Not feasible. Mm. Okay. Right. Paul, I think you raised this. Did you not?
Paul, I'm trying to figure out where we are, Chairman.
Central Pier number 3. This note. Back.
I'll read it, Chairman. I'll come back to you. May go on.
All right. Maybe we pick it up later in the agenda then. All right. Thank you. Paragraph 818, Foyou Street Temporary Promenade. There's been a briefing of members, in fact yesterday, and that's ongoing, and that will obviously come to the board, to the task force in due course. So that in fact is all I have under matters arising. Members, anything else you'd like to raise? Thank you.